My point, what I'm trying to debate is the topic of evolution, okay? Not in the sense that I don't believe that it's true, but in the sense that I think that our society is devolving instead of evolving. And let me tell you what I mean by that. The new gender theory and all the things that society is going towards is actually going towards I mean, it's evolution, but for the worst. For the
Oh
worst. So,
boy.
what do you
So you think
think?
what people think is part of evolution? That doesn't really make any sense.
No, I'm talking about the way in which the human population is going towards, for example, like the fact that they are literally castrating people. Yes, of course. So, yes, what do you think about our current evolution? Because if we're gonna claim that evolution is was true, okay, it still is true, is and we are continuously evolving.
What people think and the actions that people take culturally are by and large irrelevant to evolution. So it's also impossible for something to devolve. It's impossible. So like let me ask you a question. Snakes used to have legs, now they don't. Did they devolve?
Well, it depends.
No,
No, it
it
doesn't
doesn't.
depend.
And so yes, it's just a yes or no question.
Well, we have so many species that just disappeared, and you can't say that they evolved, but
Yeah, they're dead. This is a
yes,
weird way of answering a yes or no question. Snakes used to
because
have legs, now they
they
don't.
didn't
Did
have
they
strong genes.
devolve?
Yes, they didn't have strong genes. That's why
Okay.
they're dead. The species
Well,
that are now dead.
no organism lives forever. More than
No, but no.
99.9% of all species that have existed are dead. And I don't just mean because they die. I mean the vast majority of all species go extinct because it's extraordinarily difficult for life to exist in reality. It's just that living things are pretty decent at it. They're pretty good at least presenting the next generation of things. So, anyways, the question is, snakes used to have legs, now they don't. Did they devolve?
Yes, but snakes were not castrating themselves.
The question is,
Were
snakes
not
used to have
aborting their
legs
children.
and now they don't. Did they devolve?
Not necessarily. I mean, it kind of helped them, right? Because
What
they're
do you mean
alive
it can't
today.
help them? Okay, so, right, they didn't devolve because to evolve just means that you change over time, right? So we could ask maybe a question that fits better with what you're trying to say or advocate for or whatever is, by losing legs, did snakes decrease their fitness? Obviously not, because they've been around for many tens of millions of years. Since they lost their legs, I think it's actually over 100 million years since they lost their legs. So they did not decrease in their fitness. So if we want to know if, here's the problem I think that we're having. You're confusing what you are personally opposed to what is and isn't considered beneficial in evolution or in life. So if we want to try to understand if a group of organisms is now lessening their success rate through survival in nature, how would you measure that? And give
Okay,
me
so
something scientific, not something subjective.
let's say for example, if all the birds are losing the capacity for laying eggs, would you say that that's a good evolution?
If the birds did what now? I'm sorry.
If the birds are somehow, let's say we are genetically modifying the birds so that at some point a species of birds will lose the capacity for laying eggs. Is that a good
Yes.
evolution or
So,
not?
well, some birds are already born. Humans can be born sterile. Birds can be born sterile. So that actually already happens.
And I also wanted to point out that when you say is it good or bad, that it's a subjective thing. I mean, if you're saying will they survive better with it or not, that's a different question. But there is no good or bad evolution. There is only evolution. So whether that change is beneficial or not, well, I guess that's to be seen, right? But that's the thing. If it's not beneficial, then they don't survive, right? That code basically gets snuffed out.
And I would argue that that castration, okay, and abortion are not beneficial to the human species.
Those are
Okay,
political issues.
so there are 7.5 billion humans on this planet. Even if 1 million of them did that, what kind of
Yes, but
impact would it
what
have on
population
our
is the key?
population? Almost none. So the answer to this
What
question,
population is decreasing?
what would be evidence that we are decreasing fitness and therefore the things that are happening are not beneficial to the survival of the species? One way in which it could put One thing that could potentially be a sign of that is if population rates decreased. That is not happening. It is happening in some countries, in some places, but it's been doing that for decades. And it certainly has nothing to do with what you're talking about. But overall, the population numbers on planet Earth are increasing. But even if the
No,
population
they're
numbers
increasing.
in an area start to decrease, or globally start to decrease, that doesn't mean that they're devolving and it doesn't mean that they're being less successful. Maybe it just means that they, like for humans, we may consciously decide to like just have a little bit less of an impact or whatever. Or like, in some environments, like in national parks, populations of animals have been studied. And sometimes there's just like a crap load more food in one growing season for whatever reason. And the animals just gobble everything up, not thinking about the future. And then in the next couple of seasons, their population crashes, but it just goes back to a more normal level. So they didn't devolve and they didn't get worse off because of that. So there is no de-evolution happening. Human beings are not becoming worse at existing. We are not becoming worse at being able to produce the next generation. So on and so on. You're conflating with what you personally find to be unpalatable with what is like scientific truth or something like that. It's weird.
Well, we have, it's not only the fact that we are castrating, we are the only species that is self-castrating and is killing their own fetuses, okay? Because there is no other mammal that is basically killing their own fetuses, okay?
Okay.
I don't think that
That's
that's
okay. I got a
a
question for you. I got a good question for you. So would you say 500 years ago we were doing better because none of what you're talking about was going on 500 years ago?
No, of course not.
You don't think we were better in the past than we are today? Hello.
Yes, no, I don't think that we were better in the past.
Okay, so what about only 50 years ago?
Still no.
Okay, what about yesterday?
It was the same thing.
It sounds like you're saying that today is the best time it's ever been for human beings, which very much contradicts what you've been saying this entire time.
No, it doesn't.
Right. Okay. So you tell me, what was the last period in history where things were better than they are right now?
Okay, so what is your point? What is the point that you're trying to make? Just because right
I'm
now,
not make
okay,
I'm not making a point.
we are
I'm
the
trying
most
to
evil.
allow you to make a point. Man, this is not good.
So just because
I'm
we
trying to
are.
allow you to make a point because you made a point earlier, but then I questioned you along the logical lines of it and you contradicted yourself. So now I'm trying to allow you to actually like take a stand somewhere. So what was the last period in history, or how many years ago were things, when did it start going worse? Just when?
When did it start going worse? Like 5 or 6 years ago?
Give me a date. Okay, 5 or 6 years ago. And you think it's just because of transgenderism and stuff like that?
Not only that. Not only that. That's not the only thing that made it worse.
I don't see how that makes
Okay.
it
So,
better.
for example, let me pull up a graph here. Oh, this is not what I was looking for. 5 years. What was 5 years ago? 2017?
Yes, exactly, something like that.
Okay. So I don't have data. I have data that goes up to the year 2018. So I can't do so we can't do 5 years, but let's just pick 2018, right?
Okay.
And we'll go 5 years backwards from there. So here's 2018. So minus 5 years would be 2013, right? So that would be like right here. So this is a graph of
No, 2018 was
the
the year.
percentage of people.
Was this
Yeah,
year?
I'm talking. So this is a graph that shows percentage of the world's population that lives in extreme poverty. So in a 5 year period, we can see that the numbers go from 13%, 21%, 21%, 34% to every single one. Well, the first one actually got bigger, but you know, that's better. The red is really the bad one. So we can see that this global trend has gone substantially down. And in the last like if we only go back to like the year 2000, this thing with poverty, I mean, the precipitous drop from just like the 2000s to today is just, it's almost unthinkable, right? So,
Yes,
you know,
I
that's just
agree.
an
I agree.
example where despite the boogeyman things that you think are the real problems, the actual problems, like people having enough money to be able to feed themselves so that they don't fucking die, has been inexorably getting better for decades and decades
Exactly.
and decades.
What
Again,
about the inflation? What
you're
about the price of
confusing
gas? Talk
what
about.
you find to be personally unpalatable with what is and what isn't
About the inflation
good, because I
of
don't think
gas.
you can think on a large enough scale. Or
What
sorry,
about the
that
inflation,
sounded
the
really
price of
rude.
gas?
You can think on a large enough scale. I just don't think you've looked at the data.
What about the price of gas or the inflation?
Gas or inflation. So those are short-term trends, and they have gotten worse. And there are explanations for why that is. The vast majority of it is greed. OPEC is just openly saying, "Fuck everybody," and they're just not gonna. They could increase supply to fix it, but they refuse to do it. I don't know what that has to do with
Because
transgenderism, though. So.
Biden is weak and they are humiliating him. But anyway.
Yeah, that's true. Anyways, I really don't want to talk about politics, so.
Okay, so it's the fact that the testosterone levels are decreasing. Okay, first of all,
Testosterone, okay.
and men are becoming more like women. Okay, and
No,
the fact
men are
that.
not becoming more like women.
Yes, they do.
No.
Yes, they do.
Wait a minute. Wow, that's amazing. You think gender is a social construct, don't you?
No.
But you said men are becoming more like women, but men aren't getting boobs or vaginas, are they? You
No, because
think
men
gender
can't
is a
become.
social
No, men
construct?
can
Men
become
are
women.
being
No.
feminized, which means it's a fluid social construct. He's a member of the LGBTQ supporting community,
No.
everybody.
No.
Woo!
No.
For he's a jolly good fellow. For he's a jolly good fellow. For he's a jolly good fellow.
Men are being feminized, and that's not them becoming women, okay? Because men can't become women, okay?
But they can become no, feminized, which means that their role in society as a man is not entirely biologically determined. It's a social construct.
You didn't prove anything. Just because
no, you did. You proved it. You proved it to yourself.
No, I didn't. Just because the testosterone level can drop, okay, that doesn't mean that...
You said men are becoming feminized, which means that yes. You think what it is to be a man isn't entirely determined by your biology or your Y chromosome. You think that the role and place and identity of what manliness say that they are no longer is, men. Is a fluid no, no. Social construct.
I didn't say that a feminized man is no longer a man.
Yeah, because we're talking about gender, not biology.
Gender is derived from biology.
Partially, yeah.
No, totally. 100%.
Totally? What's causing the testosterone levels to drop, and why would testosterone levels make somebody more feminine? Because it's not biology, it's the environment.
Yes, exactly. Right?
Exactly! Feminist. You did it again! Hold on, I have to do something.
Yes, he's a toxic feminist.
Hold on, I have to do something.
But it still didn't prove that it's a social construct, okay? They are still men, okay? Feminized men are still men.
I never said that people with penises don't exist. And I never said that people with penises turn into people with boobs.
It's weird. This is one of those things where it sounds like they agree with all the premises, they just don't agree with like the definition.
And deny the conclusion. Yeah.
Yeah, but you still didn't prove that it's a social construct.
You did.
I know. You did.
How? Just because the environment can make to be more feminized, that doesn't mean that... I mean, listen. How can men become women?
I never said that they can, but you said men can become feminized.
Yes, exactly.
Okay, so can you just tell us what you think gender is?
Gender is derived from sex.
Sure. Okay, and let's make a blanket statement about biological sex when it comes to humans. In almost every case, biological men have a Y chromosome in all their cells. They have a wiener. They've got testicles. They have nipples, but they don't develop breasts. Those are like, oh, they have a prostate gland. You know, those are the big ones, the big differences. Okay, so with that in mind, gender isn't penis and balls. That clearly isn't what gender is. So can you tell us what gender is? Gender is the chromosome.
Is derived from the chromosomes, from
100%?
Yes.
100%, really. So okay, so
male gametes.
So the fact that men are becoming feminized, which is what you're saying is happening, is because of changes to the Y chromosome?
No, it's because of
no.
The change.
Dang it. Changes. Dang it. It's not 100% biology, is it? Oh, no. Can you tell us what gender is?
Can you tell me what a woman is?
So I asked you the question.
Gender is just the English language representation of the sex.
Okay, so it's just a word, right? That meaning it's only real in the sense that it exists in the minds of conscious creatures. Okay. You're a very progressive person. I don't know if you knew that or not, but you're like, you are becoming a hero to the LGBTQ community.
I'm not progressing.
You're not progressing. So you're de-evolving is what you're saying? Are you
no.
De-evolving?
No, I'm not de-evolving.
You have
obviously.
You have walked yourself into so many traps. It's just unbelievable.
Oh, I think I got it.
Okay, but you still didn't answer my question. What is a woman? What is a woman?
You want the biological definition?
I want the truth.
I just
want
have some
biological. Do you want the biological definition?
Thanks for letting me in.
Oh yeah, you're welcome, Goldman.
Yep. See you.
Do you want the biological definition?
There is only one truth. I mean, if you ask a kindergartner, they can tell you what a woman is.
So, do you want to know the biological definition?
Well, there is only one definition. So, yeah, you can give the biological definition.
Well, I think we pretty clearly established, pretty clearly established, that gender and biological sex aren't 100% the same thing. They overlap, but they're not 100% the same thing. But we would use that word in both contexts. So I'm asking you, do you want the biological definition?
All right. So you're saying that sex and gender are different just
Holy
because...
crap. Do you want the biological definition? Because according to you, gender is just a word in the English language. So do
exactly.
You want that or do you want the biological definition?
The biological definition, of course, because that's the only definition.
Sure. Human females generally are those members of the population that produce eggs.
All right. So that's the definition of a woman.
That's the biological definition of a woman. Yep.
No, that's the definition of a woman.
That's a decent biological definition. Yep, there we go.
All right.
So you think that men are starting to produce eggs because they're becoming feminized? Like, are there men, like, are their wieners just shrinking or are they starting to, like,
never said that.
Are their testicles starting to produce eggs? What did you mean by feminized?
I meant in the way that the testosterone levels are dropping, okay, and their behavior is changing.
Okay, so are you talking about gender?
No, I'm talking about
Then what
behavior.
Are you talking about? When you say men are feminized, what does that mean?
Behavior.
Okay, then what is behavior connected to?
I'm talking about chemicals, okay, in their body and behavior.
Do you just draw absolutely no distinction between gender and biological sex?
Gender is just a word. It's their English language representation. Okay.
Holy freaking shit. Do you think that... Okay. So earlier when we talked about what men are, I said in generally, in almost 100% of all cases, the guys, they got wieners, they got testicles, and they got prostate glands. Those are the organs they have that are different than women. We all have brains and livers and pancreases and things like that.
Okay.
Stop
we are saying that
me. Don't interrupt me. So that's what men have. Now, biologically, those are the organs that pretty much every single man has. But behaviorally, or so that's like a biological description. If you ask me, a gender description would be different. It's not that it wouldn't have anything to do with what organs they do or don't have, because men's brains are wired slightly different than women. Men do produce more testosterone than women. These are averages. Men on average can be like a little more aggressive and, you know, different things. So
exactly,
not every single man is the same. There's a
Agreed.
Wide difference among men. So that is what most people understand as gender identity within a person. So if a man can become feminized, according to you, it means that external environmental effects can change maybe some biological things within them. I'm not talking about like they develop different organs, but like hormonal regulation or like whatever, that can change and can change behavior.
So the hormones
that
can
means
come
that,
back to
that means that they're that the way they express themselves in their gender identity, they go from being, you know, a lumberjack to maybe more of a likes romantic comedies, that kind of thing. That is a gender-ish kind of
yes, but
change.
They are not becoming women.
Yeah, they're not becoming woman. I agree. They're not literally becoming biological woman. But you said they're being feminized. You're the one that used
yes,
this language.
I
and
do.
I've been asking you, what do you mean by that? And you just have opened up so many trap doors for yourself and fallen in them and had to change the subject. And so I just feel like you don't really have I don't even understand your stances.
All right, so if we're going to talk about the fact that men are becoming feminized, okay?
Yep.
Which I agree.
What does that mean?
It just means the fact that men, okay, the testosterone levels, okay, and the behavior resulted
yep.
from those testosterone levels, okay?
Yep.
Are changing in men, okay?
Yep.
There can
Coming,
be
sure.
feminine men,
sure.
okay? And there can be
yep.
masculine women, correct?
Yep. True story.
All right. So,
true story. And that's what most
so,
people consider to
yes,
be
yes.
gender.
So they don't have to, okay, they don't have to change their gender, okay, just because they are feminine men.
Okay. That's one way of looking at it.
All right. So, The fact that you're gonna change a word, the word for example, what if I say that I'm a dog, okay? I'm using the word dog to describe myself, okay? But I do not become a dog.
Sure. Yeah, I don't think a biological man can be a biological woman. I don't think a human being can be a dog.
So
I haven't found a problem here.